Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Like Muhammad from iRib English Radio. In this program, we try to shed light on some of the characteristics of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and learn from his detailed behavior and way of living in order for us to take lessons out of these details and follow him as perfect Muslims. You know, we all walk from place to place. Sometimes it's just a short few steps to get something from one other side of the room, while other times we take longer walks to reach another place. Sometimes we even walk to exercise. Whatever the reason for our walk is, it is a great idea to learn how our beloved Nabi walked and add his style to our walk. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had certain habits and practices when it came to walking. Now let's talk about a few aspects of his manner in walking. The first habit of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was walking with a purpose and in modesty. He would walk with purpose, whether it was for attending to his duties, visiting someone, or engaging in community affairs. He would walk with determination and sense of focus. This means that walking with a sense of direction and intention and avoiding aimless wandering or loitering. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would walk with a firm step and a purposeful stride, showing that he was determined and focused on his mission. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would walk with a humble and modest demeanor. It is reported that his walking style was characterized by a measured and balanced stride, not rushing nor taking overly long strides. One of his companions described the steps of Holy Prophet ﷺ in this way: I have not seen anything more beautiful than Allah's Messenger ﷺ. The sun seemed to shine in his face, nor have I seen anyone more rapid in his gait than Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The earth seemed to be folded up for him. We must exert ourselves while he is not subject to any stress. Humility, modesty, and walking have turned into aspects of the sunnah of Muslims worldwide. This means avoiding arrogance and pride and walking with a sense of humility and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was known to walk with his head down, not out of shame, but out of humility and respect for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would not seek to be the center of attention or display arrogance while walking. Instead, he would walk humbly, treating people with kindness and respect. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's stride was also described as gentle and light. He would not stomp or walk heavily, but rather with a soft step. This displays his consideration for others and his desire to avoid causing disturbance or discomfort. Okay, now let's have a short break and we will be back very soon.
فلغى العلا بكماله كشفت جا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلوا عليه وآله.
Welcome back, dear audience. You are listening to Like Muhammad from iRib English Radio. We are talking about some habits of Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his walking. We counted some of his characteristics in walking, like, you know, his moderation. And we are going to talk about some more. Another habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in walking was that he walked with a relaxed pace. You know, he would generally walk at a moderate and unhurried pace, avoiding unnecessary haste. This allowed him to interact with those around him and respond to the needs of the community. When Imam Ali alayhi salam described the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, when he walked, he moved as if he were descending a declivity. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam often walked in the company of his companions, engaging in conversations and providing guidance. Walking together fostered a sense of community and allowed for personal interactions. Imam Hassan alayhi salam describes how Holy Prophet walked in his way. He said, when he walked, he lifted his legs with vigor, leaned slightly forward and placed his feet softly on the ground. He walked at a quick pace and took a rather long step. He did not take small steps. When he walked, it seems as if he was descending to a lower place. When he walked, it seemed as if he was descending to a lower place. When he looked at something, he turned his whole body towards it. He always looked down. His blessed glance was focused more to the ground than towards the sky. His noble habit was to look at something with a slight glance. He made salam or greeted first to whomsoever he met. Walking with gratitude is another feature of Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, let's go for a break and we'll be back in no time.
يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك
Welcome back, dear audience. Another feature of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in walking was that he walked with a healthy posture. You know, he maintained an upright and balanced posture while walking, which is considered beneficial for physical health. He would walk with a straight back and his gaze focused ahead, showing attentiveness to his surroundings. This means walking with good posture, taking regular breaks to rest, and avoiding walking long distances in extreme heat or cold. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would walk at a moderate pace and would advise his companions to walk with good posture and to take care of their health. He would also smile while walking, expressing warmth and approachability. His smile would create a friendly atmosphere and make people feel at ease in his presence. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam embraced a lifestyle of humility and simplicity. Even though he held a position of leadership and respect, he did not display any arrogance or boastfulness while walking. His humility was reflected in his modest and humble demeanor. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would engage in reflection and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while walking. He would be mindful of his surroundings, appreciating the beauty of nature and expressing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his creation. Okay, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode of Like Muhammad has come to its end. Today we talked about some specific features of the way our beloved Prophet used to walk. You know, following all these details will help us to approach a more real Islamic life. We should consider all these details as lessons in our lives. Thank you very much for being in this episode. And until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafiullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.